You're going to get some news, good news. Good news. And the Lord's telling you ahead of the time, you start rejoicing right now for the good news you are going to get. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Praise you. You're going to pray with me? Thank you, Jesus. I've got this. I've got this. Rely on me now. I've got this. You've stayed strong. You stayed connected. And I've got this. And I will not let anyone, not anyone, hinder what I'm about to do for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brie, I see like the 12 days of Christmas for you. Like every day is going to get more joyous. Every day God revealing something. It's kind of like that song, you know, on the first day of Christmas. It's like God's going to do that for you. It's like there's something on these Christmas days that are just going to be very alive to you, very strong in God to you. And they're going to come to you as gifts. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Did you know in that song, if you add up every single gift, that it ends up being 364 gifts? It's 364 gifts. So there's one gift that would be left, which would have been Jesus. Isn't that sweet? Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I just see the word astounding, astounding. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's some things you just need to claim as it is finished. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you for it, Lord. We war a good warfare with the prophecies that are spoken over us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I gave someone a word recently, and it happened in 24 hours. And then some of you are carrying prophecies that could be years. But they'll happen if you war a good warfare. It's what Paul told Timothy, to war a good warfare with the things that were spoken over him. And so we do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, step in deeper and deeper. The anointing's going to be stronger and stronger. You will fulfill everything you've been called to fulfill in the earth. Have no doubt about it. I've got you, and we'll do it together, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You will not have to just maintain, but I will thrust you forward in much grace, in much knowledge. You're going to know certain things before you ever step on to certain places. You're going to know how certain things will turn out before you even come up to what may seem like a challenge. I'm going to give you the wisdom and the strength for these countries. I'm going to give you the wisdom and the strength and the finances to do everything that you're called to do. Where I guide, I provide. Trust in it. Don't even put your hand to it. Just rely on me. I've got it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The best year ever. This is your best year ever, Chris. Chris, that's what I call you. That's what's in my phone, Chris. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes it just almost seems like it's been minute by minute. But you've chosen to fight the good fight of faith. Stay in it. Stay with me. You'll come out on the other side without the smell of smoke. You'll come out on the other side without any hindrance. Just receive it and believe it. I've got your back. Thank you, Jesus. Why is all prophecy good? Church? God is good. He speaks potential Prophecy is about potential. You can take it or leave it. But it's about potential. It's just encouragement on steroids. That's what it is. It's not spooky. I know sometimes you give word of knowledge or things and you're like, how did you know that? I didn't know it. God knew it. But the truth is God wants to encourage people and he wants to say, this is my potential for your life. Thank you for it, Lord. Yeah, you, sir, you are entering into a new time with God, a new time of favor, a new time of strength, a new position even. And I have got you on this, and I'll give you the power to get through every place you need to get through. It's grand. It's glorious. It's a good time. And I'm going to reveal some fresh things to you, and there's an anointing in your mouth to deliver it to other people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see like someone close to you has had a dirty windshield, and they only see like not clearly through things. But I'm turning the wipers on now, says the Lord. And they are going to see clearly by your prayers. By your prayers, by what you've said and what you've declared, by your prayers, you are going to be able to watch this windshield just wipe everything off. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I've instructed angels to be with you, particularly in the next days, for guidance and to help with what you need help in as you enjoy your season. Just a gift from me, a beautiful gift from me, says the Lord, you'll be aware of the activity around you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a fresh anointing coming on you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We release a fresh anointing on Dorothy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your truck is about to become a prayer closet. And you're going to begin to pray even deeper things, and you're going to begin to prophesy in that vehicle. And as you go down the road, you'll prophesy what is to come straight from the Holy Spirit, and you'll see it with your very eyes. What I've given you charge over is truly mine, and you are the man who can keep it truly mine, says the Spirit of grace. So be aware and use my wisdom and watch what comes out of your mouth come to pass in that place. The first thing you'll want to say is it's a place of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand up. God is good, isn't he? You know, I'm so glad I'm a Spirit-filled person, and I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I thank God for all the people I've seen healed. I thank God I've seen people walk out whole, get up from the deathbed. I thank God I've seen people's ears open. I thank God that I've seen all the wonderful miracles of God. But I'm telling you, we are in a time. We are in a time right now that we are going to see the greatest miracles that have ever manifested on this earth. We're in that time right now, my brother. Right now, we're in that time. The greatest awakening on earth is happening right now. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And I believe that this Christmas season is going to push a momentum, so to speak. And we're never going to be the same. We're never going to be the same. We're going to stand in what God has given us, and we're going to see Here's the word for 2019, and you can put your faith on this. It is the year of the abundant harvest. We're going to see souls come into the kingdom of God. Finances come into the kingdom of God. Health come into the kingdom of God. People not walking around all just coping with things, but people experiencing the power of God in their lives. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. You're going to walk better, smell better, be blessed better. You weren't built to suffer except for two things. And you can handle this. Number one, you resist what Jesus has already paid for. For example, they brought me the word this morning that Tim was going to have to stay home this morning. He was overcoming something physical. What did he do? He resisted the devil and he came anyway. Now, it probably a little suffering involved on getting here not feeling good. But he did it anyway. That's the example. That would be it. In other words, if sickness tries to hit you, just don't go put your jammies on and lay down and say, okay, how long are you going to be here? No, you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Amen. And then the other thing that you will every once in a while have to suffer with is unlovely people. What we call extra grace required. That's what the ministry calls it, extra grace. We call them EGRs. Am I right? And because not everybody's a sheep. Some people are goats. And you know what goats do? But. I'm not even going to say the rest today. Thank you, Jesus. But everybody's, God didn't find you in your prayer closet. So give everybody a break. And as I close, I'm going to say the most important thing I could say to every one of you in this season. Well, I have two things to say. If you're going to Disney World, forgive everybody before you go in there.
Yes.
And number two, most important of all, something I learned from Brother Copeland a long time ago. It's not all about whether somebody loves you. It's about you loving them. It's none of my business whether you love me. It's none of my business. That'll be between you and God if you love me. You think I'm crazy or whatever. That's your business. None of my business. I don't even have to get involved in it. But it's my business to love you. And if husbands and wives will learn that, they'll have the most precious heavenly relationship on earth. Instead of, well, I don't know why she doesn't do what I want her to. Well, it isn't any of your business. You need to talk to God about that. Vice versa. Well, why doesn't he... Well, talk to God about it. And you love him. You love him. That's what we do. That's what we do with one another, is love one another without going in, well, God, look at how they're behaving. Well, look how you behaved sometime. Start with a man in the mirror, as someone sang once. Y'all knew that song, didn't you? Well, so tonight, we are going to come in here and have some fun. And at 6 o'clock, be here 6 o'clock sharp. Get your candle. We're going to do candlelight service. And I'm going to try not to cry. When I get to the last line, I almost always cry. But I'm going to work real hard to keep my composure tonight. The kids are going to sing you a song. Youth are going to sing you a song. And then I don't know if we can stand it, but we're going to eat some more food again. You don't have to. You can just look at it. Praise the Lord. But it's going to be a good night. Let me tell you, church, that we are going to be here on the 23rd, the Sunday. We'll be here on the 23rd as planned, except for Art and Amanda. They'll be in Orlando and Disney World, forgiving everyone. It's fun. You're going to have a blast. But then we'll go through Christmas. But on the 26th, that is a Wednesday, there will be no church. So write that on your calendar so don't show up and go, where is everybody? But then when we get back around to New Year's Eve, we'll be here. So we're not missing a Sunday. We're only missing one Wednesday because we want to give the staff a true vacation just for one week, okay? Amen. Are hearts and minds clear? Everyone good? Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you.